It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amy Peters. She's the Executive Director of Campus Operations for USU Eastern, and Maddie Bennett. She's an Administrative Assistant. And coming up in March, yes, it's not that far away. It sounds like it might be, but it's really not, is the annual Women's Conference. And they have all kinds of great keynote speakers. They have great breakout sessions. But one of the main parts of it is at the end, they will give out the award for Eastern Utah's Women of the Year. So we're going to speak a little about the conference itself, and then we're going to spend some time talking about how, if you know someone out there and you would like to nominate them for the Woman of the Year Award, we're going to tell you how you can do that as well. Amy and Maddie, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So,
yes, thank you.
No problem. Let's dive in and let's start talking about this, okay? So first up, March 22nd, it's the annual Women's Conference. And did we lose any women's conferences due to COVID?
We did.
Okay.
Two of them.
Two of them. So is this like our first one back, or did we do it last year that we were back in?
This is our first one back.
And how does it feel? Is it kind of exciting? Because every time I talk to somebody about, like, when schools are getting back in session and those kinds of things, it's great to have people back. Is it exciting in that aspect? I mean, yes, you've got a lot on your plate right now, I'm sure.
Right.
But as far as getting people to come in and things like that, is it exciting in that aspect?
We are really excited about this activity and just the change up a little bit, too. We're starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're having activities from 1 to 3 p.m., and that will feature some yoga, some painting, macrame. And one highlight is the cosmetology department is going to put on some services for folks. So come join us. And then we have that 3 p.m. keynote opening. And then from 4 to 6, we have great activities in our breakout sessions. Some of those that we're featuring is the barbecuing by the Thanes. We have that baklava session by Pam and Steve Kaw. And then flower arrangements by Tammy Ovia and positive pathways by Sabrina Carter. We have others that are lined up and getting ready to put in that into that area. And then our dinner with a great keynote speaker with Darlene Dilley. She's going to talk about imposter syndrome from 6 to 7 p.m. with a great dinner by USU Eastern Dining Services.
And is that when you will give away the Eastern Utah Woman of the Year Award? Is that when that will take place?
Absolutely. We're going to honor the Woman of the Year during that time.
And so if anyone is interested in this, what do they need to, if they want to register to be a part of it, what do they need to do to be able to register to be a part of the Women's Conference? Maddie, you want to take that one?
Yeah. So to register to be part of the Women's Conference, you'll just go to eastern.usu.edu/womensconference. And right there, you'll find all the information for the save the date. It has the times. It has the fees. So right now, full registration is $45. If you only want to come to the evening portion, then it's $25. And you can also find ways to links to sponsor, to be a sponsor, or to register someone to be the Woman of the Year. And so we are looking for people to recommend people to be Woman of the Year, and this can be anyone that you think has gone above and beyond, whether it's in your personal life, the community, their career, just anyone that has done something amazing that you think that they should be recognized.
And you know, it could be something simple. It could be a cashier at your favorite store that just treats you really great. It could be someone that's a member of the business community or something like that. It could be anyone, correct? That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody that has influenced your life, you know, nominate them, because it's something to cherish and recognize a woman that has had great influence on your life.
And you know what? I understand where this is coming from, because I was raised by a single mom, so I get that. I totally get where that comes from. So once again, if anybody wants to nominate someone, they go onto the website. Is that where they need to go?
Yes. Go on the website, and then on your right-hand side, there will be several links. And then there is one link that says Woman of the Year. Click on that, and then it has just a brief survey. And you can fill that out as many times as you want. Fill it out for your mom, for your grandma, for your favorite cashier, for whoever you want. And then all of those nominations will go forth the committee. and we will vote, and that person will be recognized.
And this is it really is a great honor for this. It truly is. So if you know someone that, you know, has changed your life, like I said, if it's your mother, if it's a woman that you know through business, if it's a cashier at your grocery store, something like that, you know what? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. The more the merrier on this one, I would assume. So
absolutely.
Hop on there, and it's on eastern.usu.edu, correct? And then where do they go from there? Is there a link on the homepage for there?
There'll be a link on the homepage, and also if you just go /women's conference, they'll find it that way as well.
Okay, and that place there, you can also register for everything.
Yes.
Look over what the itinerary is for it.
And, yes. Absolutely.
And then talk nominations and get those into there. So once again, what's the cutoff? Let's do that. What's the cutoff for the Woman of the Year nominations?
Right now, we are saying February 1st is when we want all the nominations, but if we need to leave it open, if we're getting a ton of nominations and people want to do more, then we can leave it open. But right now, we're trying to close it by February 1st.
Okay, so once again, February 1st. The conference is on March 22nd up there at USU Eastern. Get online, go to the website, get registered for it. And then if you've got a nomination for Woman of the Year, make sure that you get that in as well. Amy Peters, Executive Director of Campus Operations for USU Eastern, and Maddie Bennett, Administrative Assistant, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this and letting everybody know that this is happening. It's great to have it back. It's the Eastern Utah Women's Conference going on once again March 22nd at USU Eastern. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you,
Dave.
Very much.
Appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.